You're on Texas Standard Time.
Today, an appeals court in Seattle is hearing arguments over President Trump's revised travel ban. This latest effort to limit travel affects 6 countries instead of 7. The country no longer listed in the ban is Iraq. And it turns out a former Texas official had something to do with removing Iraq from the list. Joining me now is Texas Monthly reporter R.G. Ratcliffe, who raised this connection. R.G., thanks so much for taking some time for The Standard.
Sure, no problem.
So first off, who is Stuart W. Bowen Jr.?
Well, he is best known as having been the Inspector General for the reconstruction of Iraq after the Iraq War. And in that role, he found that there had been $62 billion worth of waste and fraud in U.S. spending in Iraq. Kind of a stunning report. He left there in 2015 and became the Inspector General of the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, overseeing $40 billion a year in state spending.
I see. So Bowen had worked for the U.S. federal government, then was hired on for Texas Health and Human Services, but you found he was also working for a lobbying firm while he was also working for the state?
Around January 1st, he had gone to work as a consultant, which is actually an independent contractor for the lobby firm of Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck in D.C., which had been hired by the Iraqi prime minister to deal with the Trump administration.
And so what then is this connection between Bowen and Trump's revised travel ban?
Well, essentially what happened was when the president put the first travel ban in place, Iraq was one of the countries, and the lobby firms sent letters to a variety of Trump administration officials to set up an appointment between the prime minister's representative and these Trump administration officials. And in these letters, they repeatedly referred to Stuart Bowen as their new senior advisor on Iraqi issues. And one of them went so far to the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, as to say, remember, you worked with him in Iraq. So they were using this connection to try and, like, open the door to these senior officials. And then after a court threw out the first travel ban and the president signed a new travel ban into place, Iraq was gone from the travel ban.
I mean, it seems like a totally different sort of job than what he was doing here in Texas. But I guess the governor wasn't exactly pleased to see that, one of his appointees was doing something like this or his name was being invoked in this way while he was also, supposed to just be a inspector for, Health and the Human Services Commission.
Right. And essentially, state law allows state employees to moonlight. But when the governor found out that Stuart Bowen was moonlighting as an advisor to a firm representing Iraq, he immediately demanded his resignation. And I will point out the way the governor found it out was I filed an open records request trying to get information on Bowen's connections to the law firm and its representation of Iraq. And the information was apparently provided to the governor only on the day before my open records request was due to be fulfilled.
So Bowen has resigned. Is this over now, or is there something you're still going to keep an eye on?
I think it's pretty much over. I mean, the main thing here is that Bowen was hired to replace the previous inspector general, who was fired in a contracting scandal back in 2015. And so kind of the question is, can they get an inspector general in over here that's going to be free of any kind of controversy?
R.G. Ratcliffe's a reporter for Texas Monthly. R.G., thanks again.
Thank you for having me.